that dance, and everything else was awesome too. Next up, the next play is presented by Minneapolis South. It's called Choices, and it's going to show how a group of children give in to peer pressure and make the wrong choice. But after hearing a story about Vivekananda and Kumbhakarna, they realize what they did wrong, and they face their consequences. So enjoy this next presentation.
September 5th, 2011. It's the last day of summer vacation, and these four children, they want to do something fun and exciting in their last few hours of freedom. But they cannot decide on which way to go. This is Jean, enthusiastic and persuasive leader of the group. Then Shakes, the dramatic and distracted young girl who wafts the smell of the fair blossoms of summer when all the other children are playing tennis. Then Angie, the fashionable but balanced and realistic teen. Finally, Becky, the sporty but passive girl who follows the leader but repents the mistakes that she makes. Let's see what these four young teens will do in their time of conflict with a few words of advice from their ever-loving grandmother and a look into the past.
Back to school tomorrow. Last day of freedom for the downtrodden masses. So what are we going to do today? Hang out at the mall?
Not again.
Would you fancy one last day of sunbathing before we are confined to the cold half-light of the classroom dungeon?
Now there's a good idea. Come on, guys. Let's hit the waves.
All right.
How about you, Angie?
Sure. I love lying in the sun. So which way are we going? Through the park or past the station?
The park is so exquisite, it has rendered me speechless with rapture many a time.
But it is further.
There can't be much in it, and we'd rather go through the park, even if it was twice as far, right, Shakespeare?
Barely, for the odor of diesel engines does not compare with the fragrance of the fair blossoms of the summer.
Give it a break, Shake. Hey, listen up, guys. If you want the quickest way, I know a shortcut. And if it's scenery you like, my way beats the park, hands down. What are we waiting for? Lead on.
Just a minute. Where is this shortcut? If it's through the golf course, you know we're meant to stay out of there.
It's not through the golf course. It's much closer than that.
Well, where then? Tell us, O fearless leader.
Straight ahead.
Over the cliff?
It would certainly be quicker.
It would be quicker than going past the station or even going through the park.
Unless we fell.
In which case it would be,
instantaneous.
Hey, I didn't figure you guys for a bunch of chickens. Anyway, it's not a cliff. It's a steep to climb.
I suppose you've actually been down there yourself, Jean?
Dozens of times. Me and my brother go there all the time.
Shakespeare, you're not going to go that way, are you?
I welcome the opportunity for adventure, boldly going where no woman has gone before.
You mean tumbling down the cliff?
Oh. Tell me, Becky, is the cliff treacherous?
Well, let's take a look first. Assess the parameters.
Hmm.
Oh my god, that's quite a drop.
Technically, no. But I get your point. Now, if we move along a little, you see, it's not quite so steep. I reckon we could get down easy enough from here.
Exactly! This is where I normally go down. Come on, guys. It's a piece of cake.
Hmm. You make a compelling argument, my friend. I give you my solemn agreement.
Well, it's not good enough for me. I think you need your head read. If you fell, you'd break your neck.
You don't need to be so scared. It'll be easy. All you have to do is follow the leader.
Yeah, just follow me.
And if you're scared, don't look down.
It's not a matter of being scared. It's a matter of common sense. Why put your life at risk when there's a perfectly sensible way of getting there unharmed?
How do you know you wouldn't get hit by a car when going past the station? Or mugged if you went through the park?
In broad daylight, It's quite possible. Look, all I'm saying is the risks are much higher if we go down there, and frankly, I don't think they're worth it.
You don't want to go the long way around all by yourself, do you?
No, I'd rather we all went the sensible way.
Come on, Angie. Where's your spirit of unity?
Yeah, all for one and one for all.
What do you say?
Well, okay, I'll come with you, but I still think I'm right, and this is a bad idea.
Lead on, Macduff.
Thank God it was only sprained.
And this was Jean, you say?
No, Grandma. It was Shape. She took a fall while coming down the cliff.
I think she would have rather gone past the station, but she didn't want us to think she was scared.
She wasn't the only one scared.
You probably all were.
I don't think Jean was. She had been down there before.
That doesn't necessarily mean she wasn't afraid, and she probably will be next time if she's fool enough to try it again.
I knew it was a foolish idea. I don't know why I went along with it.
Hey, at least you told everyone it was a foolish idea.
But you still went along with it. Was it because of your spirit of unity?
I realized it wasn't the right idea of unity.
Why couldn't I convince them that it was too dangerous to try? What would you have said, Grandma, if you were in my place?
I'm not sure I would have said anything different from what you said, dear. Sometimes people just won't listen to sense, especially when they're in a group. Probably none of you would have gone that way if you were alone, but no one wants to be the odd man out. Sometimes it only takes a suggestion to put pressure on everyone to follow suit.
Like, follow the leader.
Which is all well and good if the leader's going the right way.
But if he's going the wrong way...
We really weren't much different, were we? Going over the cliff like a bunch of fools.
That has happened before, you know. Remember the story of Ramayana?
You mean that guy, Sukuni?
That's Mahabharata. I mean in Ramayana. You know the story, don't you, girls?
Yes, but I'd like to hear your version.
Me too.
Well, I'll tell you.
Kaushalyanandanaram Paramananda Anandaram Shiradesha Parteesharam Prashanti Saisharam Kaushalyanandanaram Paramananda Anandaram.
Oh, Lord Rama, what am I to do? It is so confusing.
Vibhishana, looks like you're in a deep thought.
Ah, well, Brother Kumbhakarna, how are these days after such long sleep?
Yes, it is good. So tell me, brother, what are you so worried about?
Nothing that you do not know. I am simply torn between deciding right and wrong.
I understand, brother.
Brother, do you remember the day when Lord Brahma appeared in front of me, you, and Brother Ravana?
How can I forget? That was the day when Ravana asked for power on earth and my fate was decided when I mistakenly asked for sleep instead of Indra's throne.
Ha ha ha, that is very funny. Come to think of it, how could you ask for Nidrasan when you really wanted to ask for Indra's asan?
My fate, brother.
But do you remember what I asked for?
Vividly, you asked for pure devotion to God's feet.
Exactly.
What about it?
I think the time has come for us to decide whether to be with Ravana or go to Rama.
Even I am tortured with this situation, brother. I've in many ways trying to convince our elder brother what he is doing is wrong. But he doesn't seem to listen. What shall we do?
King Ravana cannot continue to do such mistakes. First, he kidnapped Mother Sita. Second, he hurt Messenger Hanuman. And now, he's continuing to wage a war against Lord Rama.
Yes, brother. I'm really not sure what to do. I'm unable to openly oppose Brother Ravana. I'm feeling bound by my warrior ethics.
Brother, it is becoming very clear for me now. I've been constantly seeking the Lord's consent to my decision. My inner conscience is telling me to leave Ravana and to go to the most beautiful, ever-loving Lord Rama.
No, Brother, we should be a team. King Ravana is our leader and we must follow him. Otherwise, we'll be an outcast. I even hear King Ravana is planning to exile you from Lanka. Watch out.
I don't care about being exiled, Brother, as long as I'm doing the right thing. And the right thing to do now is to leave and reach the Lord's golden feet.
Brother. So you see, because everyone other than Vibhishna suggested wrongly, Vibhishna joined the righteous team, that is, of Rama's. The whole kingdom of Lanka followed the leader in the wrong direction.
I guess I was more like Vibhishna, who warned everyone to stay out of danger.
But he was called a traitor, isn't it?
Well, I beg to differ on that score. I don't think that's correct. Tell me, dear, which one of the leaders ruled Lanka finally?
Was it Vibhishna?
Yes, and what happened to the rest of them?
I think they all died in the war, but I don't remember how.
Indrajit was killed by Lakshmana. Ravana and Kumbhakarna were destroyed by Rama.
Oh no.
Now you still think it's a good idea to stick with the team, even if they're not right?
No way.
Precisely.
Even if others would have called you a scaredy cat.
Exactly. Now tell me, why was that the wise choice?
Was it because that was what Rama would have wanted him to do?
That's right. Unity is not about pulling together for the group indiscriminately, but following one's inner voice while seeing God in everyone.
I see.
In fact, there's another story from Mahabharata that is quite relevant to this as well.
What is it?
I'll save it for next time.
Thanks, Ganma. I have to go now. I have a lot of stuff to do before school tomorrow.
Me too. Thanks for the story.
Anytime. Now you better get along, but have another cookie for the road.